Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 8th day of January, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show, the first live Monday show of this year, by the way. Before we get started, I want to offer a prayer for several people. First, my lovely wife, Dr. Marianne Moore. Next, my dear friend, Mr. Tim Spencer. And finally, my other dear friend, Jimmy Gensling, who is on hold here. Lord, we do ask on bended knee for health and healing for these folks. They need health and healing. You know their needs. Please help them to receive the health and healing that only you can give. We do ask these things in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Prepper tip of the day. I need to mention this at least 3 or 4 times a year. We tend to focus in preparation on the more exciting and fun things like communications and weapons training and things like that, mortar vehicles. But 99% of the time, you're going to be doing mundane things, or attempting, I should say, to do mundane things like laundry. As recently as my parents' generation, doing laundry took one full day a week for mom and 1 or 2 kids. That's very recent in time. The thing that changed all that were automatic washing machines. And I'm going to urge all of you to please consider getting yourself a Maytag Ringer washer. No, it's not as convenient as a modern automatic washing machine on one hand. On the other, it's a marvelous device to do laundry when you don't have hot and cold running water under 40 pounds pressure. It's relatively easy to get the electricity to make a Maytag Ringer washer operate. On one hand. On the other, it's a considerably larger jump in engineering and technology to get both hot and cold running water under 40 pounds pressure. So, word to the wise, These are easy to find. There's literally tens of thousands of Maytag rear washers in people's basements and garages and barns all over this country that can be had in perfect working condition for very little money. You want to buy them locally, by the way. They are so big and bulky that shipping will be an outrageous dollar amount. So that's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jimmy Gensling. Jimmy is a gentleman who is very accomplished gunsmith, a precision marksman, and an instructor for precision marksmanship. His website is DesertEagleShooters.com. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, sir. How's everyone this morning?
No complaints. Oh. We got a break in our unusually cold weather here. In fact, by Wednesday, I might be back up on two wheels in the mid-50s riding my motorcycle. And we got you for, what, half an hour this morning, Jimmy?
Yes, sir. I have outpatient back surgery this morning.
Outstanding. So, I didn't know there was such a thing as outpatient back surgery, but that's fine.
Orthoscopics are neat.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. One of my buddies at Fort Bragg, he was a helicopter pilot, and he, once a month he had to go to the clinic to have bits of metal dug out of his backside that had got there while he was flying helicopters. We have a firearm tip of the week, and what would that be today, sir?
Well, our firearm tip of the week is check your local regulations and your state laws and everything. Because at January the 1st, a bunch of new laws came into effect. And a couple of them that might surprise a few people is, did you know that now in California, a criminal has to relinquish their firearms?
That's all.
Yes.
You mean someone who just gets convicted of a felony and they have to turn them over? Is that what that means? I'm not sure.
Yes. And not only that, they put teeth into it that they can search their home and they can spy on them and everything else. And they don't care if it's the wife's handgun, if it's the son that just came back from Iraq who's visiting and it's his handgun, or anything else. It must be surrendered to the police.
Well, it's I don't
law
know
that they
yeah.
passed.
It's well, first of all, I deal with this in my concealed carry classes. Here's who you don't want to get advice on any laws, let alone firearm laws. And first of all, police officers. Police officers, meanwhile, they want to help you and attempt to communicate their knowledge of firearms laws. But quite frankly, frequently they don't know firearms laws. I've known prosecuting attorneys who don't know firearms laws. I've known accomplished, respected criminal defense attorneys with 3+ decades of experience who don't know firearms laws. So where do you go? That's a good question. National Rifle Association could help you with that kind of information. Gun Owners of America could help you with that. Quite frankly, usually... Go ahead, Jimmy.
The two best sources I have found on it right now is Buckeye... I think it's Buckeye Firearms. It's a club out of Ohio. They're building a really good link and everything on all the new firearms laws that have taken effect. And the other one is JPFO, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms. They are working together. They're working on getting these all, because some of them were not publicized very well, which is making their job a little bit harder putting this all together. And another new one in California, on ammunition sales, you're going to have a, let me see what the exact term here, you have to have an affidavit from the state that you have passed a background check before you can buy ammunition. Another one is that, now this is a new one that has really come into effect for California. is that if you purchase ammunition through the internet, like a lot of people do, it has to be shipped to your local gun shop, and then you have to, when you go in to pick it up, you have to provide your affidavit that you passed a background check.
Right.
And failing that, you have to fill out and go through a background check again.
Right.
That you're going to have to pay for it.
You know, there would be some simple ways that Republicans could amend these laws when, before they're passed, of course. For example, we'll say the ban on semi-automatic rifles in California. Let's start with that as a good example. The preamble to the law would say, Jewish people are prohibited from buying semi-automatic rifles in California. And there would be an outrage of vocal outrage from the liberals and from the media and so forth, saying, why are we only prohibiting Jewish people from buying semi-automatic rifles? What I'm trying to do here, Jimmy, is make a point. All we're prohibiting from buying any of these things are honest, law-abiding people, while giving the criminals a free pass. Or there could be usually with these laws now, with it going back to semi-auto ban, there would be an exception for police. So we can add another exception. The exception would be MS-13 gang members are exempt from the law. And there would be an outrage a vocal outrage from the left and the right and from the media saying, why are we giving MS-13 gang members an exemption from this law? Well, the point being, we already are, because they do what they want to do, and they could give a tinker's damn about any laws that we pass. That's my reality. How about you, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah. That's the reality as it goes. And, I mean, California, you know, used to say that as California went, so did the rest of the nation. And in recent years, with really good legal teams and such as that and everything, they've been fighting this. And the wins have been few, but have been significant. One thing that I've learned on these teams and everything that fight these laws and everything and show the unconstitutionality of them, they won't go after all of the laws. They'll go for the linchpin law. An example of that is they have a new law in California. Well, actually, they're strongly enforcing a law that was passed January and came into effect January 2017, and it's called the Ammunition Seller's License. So a gun dealer with an FFL that covers him selling ammunition and guns and everything else in California now has to have a second license in order to sell ammunition. That was kind of not enforced very much. Well, with the new laws that came into effect January the 1st, they're cracking down on that. Hence, with the ammunition, if you buy it over the internet, it's got to go to a gun dealer for you to pick it up. And another law that they passed later part of last year, and I don't know, you and I've discussed this before, how do you make a law retroactive? But the law became effective January the 1st, 2017, even though it wasn't even signed in, I think, until July or August, is that you're in your home and you decide that your cousin calls and you're going to go out to the range and go shooting and you discover that your handgun or your rifle has been stolen. You have no idea when it was stolen. So you report it to the police. Well, now, since you can't verify that the gun was stolen within 48 hours, which is their time limit, you now have broken the law for not reporting a stolen weapon. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking forward to the day that the earthquake does come and California slides into the ocean.
Right.
How can California allow this to happen? I know that there are a lot of...
Jimmy, I've read the law, but typically the clock would begin running at the point where you discover the theft. That would be
exactly and the way California writes their laws, it's totally interpretive by the police officer or the detective.
Most cops, I know, I've worked with hundreds of police over the decades, and
most of them would use common sense and date it from that point.
They would. The 48-hour clock would commence at the time of the discovery of the loss.
Right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm bringing forward here was some of this ridiculous stuff. Whenever your state is proposing some kind of a law like this, or maybe your county. There are a few counties right now that have got their hineys in a sling because they passed things like this when it was totally unconstitutional. And the lucky part of it is their state attorney generals and stuff are going after them instead of the feds. Save some of our tax dollars. It's not so much the law itself, it's how it's written. It's punctuation. It's words that they use. And if you can't pick up a law and read it and understand it, you need to go and find, and there are a lot of them available for free download, Black's Law Dictionary, and look up these words that they're using and understand what they mean. One of our favorite hosts that we listen to on RBN on the weekend, Ralph Winterroad on Sunday evenings, has demonstrated through his studies on the IRS that there are words in there that says means, and if their stipulation in the law says dog means cat, and the whole time in the case you think you're talking about your Labrador Retriever when in fact the prosecutor's talking about your Calico Kitty, and all of a sudden you're perjuring yourself simply because of the meaning of the words, ladies and gentlemen. Lawmakers like to do this. They will twist things around, and you will be breaking the law without even knowing it. So
it's been said, Jimmy. Yeah, it's been said that the study of law is the study of the English language. Law is the very precise use of the English language, which most people find confounding and confusing, unless they've had specific training to deal with the use of the English language in that manner. And you can easily find yourself in over your head. And I see this frequently in my work where people don't understand what's going on because they don't understand the precise use of the English language in the way it's used in the law. Typically, it's not done to confound and confuse, although it can be and probably has been. Typically, it's done because that's the way it is done, is the very precise use of the English language, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'll give you how this happened. I'll tell you exactly how this happened. Teresa, when we were driving the other day, brought this up because we were discussing some of these things. When I went to junior high, I had an English teacher by the name of Miss Estes. And that lady, for some strange reason, had an absolute hatred for me, or so it seemed at the time. We know that that probably wasn't so, but the one thing in that class that she would absolutely fail you for in a heartbeat was the improper use or punctuation on a word in a sentence or a paragraph. Her main pet peeve were students that did not understand the word, what it meant, especially in context. And that was one of her favorite phrases, in context. And our schools today do not teach that. In fact, they haven't for a long time. My friend Cliff and I were discussing this a while back because his mother taught English, and Cliff is a very well-versed person in the language. And it's amazing how some of these laws that you read now, an English teacher would fail the person that wrote it. In fact, she would set them set back several grades. Great.
Here we have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from...
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th day of January. Jimmy, we got three or four minutes here before you need to run off to your next appointment. What information you want to get out to these folks before you take off?
Well, the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, not only your gun laws and things like that in the state, also make sure you look at your game laws. If your game department is making changes and stuff in their game laws, typically they will take effect on the January the 1st. Some states will do it on July 1st at the middle of the year. But again, this is always a good time to sit there and take a look at your local laws, handgun laws, concealed carry laws, laws involving any of your hunting and everything else. If you understand what they're doing and everything, sometimes we can catch the gun nuts and everything ahead of time because they'll telegraph what they want to do. And sometimes it's just simple changes. Look for amended laws. That's something I learned last year. New Mexico amended a couple of its concealed carry laws. Actually, one of them was for the good, and then the other one was just absolutely, it went from bad to worse. But they will change the wording in the law. And so take the time, go to your state webpage, I guess it is, and look at your handgun laws, pull up any changes or new laws. We have to stay on top of it, ladies and gentlemen. The easiest way to get in trouble is to not know the law, and John knows as well as I do. Ignorance of the law is no excuse, and they love using that phrase.
It works both ways, unfortunately.
Oh, yes. Yes, it does.
Did you ever hear me tell the story about the shotgun barrel and the man being charged with having a shotgun that had the barrel cut off too short?
I believe, but it's been a while. Go ahead.
Well, my friend, the defense attorney, is on his way to court. His client has been charged with owning a shotgun that had the barrel less than the legal limit of 18 inches, where it would require a $200 transfer tax and special federal paperwork. So my friend, the defense attorney, with more than 30 years' experience, he says, John, how do you measure the barrel of a shotgun? And I said, Frank, this is how you do it. You take an unloaded shotgun. You close the action, you drop a wood dowel down the barrel until it makes contact with the face of the bolt, and you measure the end of the barrel on that wood dowel. That's how you do it. Well, it turned out the police had dropped the wood dowel down on a loaded round, which made the barrel appear to be 2 3/4 inches shorter than it actually was. And the police didn't know it, the prosecuting attorney didn't know it, resulting in the man being arrested, had to post bond, hire an attorney for several thousands of dollars, miss work, be humiliated in front of his entire small community, all because the police and the prosecutor did not know how to measure the barrel of a shotgun.
Isn't that amazing?
It happens.
Go figure. And if
it hadn't been for that phone call, that man easily could have been tried and convicted of owning a shotgun that did not have the proper paperwork and transfer tax haven't been paid.
Yep. And stranger things have happened, and boy, I hate that phrase when it comes to the law. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, research your gun laws and everything. See if there's been any changes made or amendments. I found out in New Mexico that they did not list the amended laws with the new laws or changed laws. And so you really have to be on your guard, and you have to be on your toes when you're researching this stuff, folks. They, like John said, sometimes intentionally, sometimes they just don't think about how they're filing it. But it's up to us to make sure that they remain legal, to keep us safe, and to keep us legal.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
Our tip of the day went 30 minutes.
That's okay. That's okay. It was a worthwhile discussion, and I think we informed some people with some very valuable information here. Jimmy, I need to run out the door for your medical procedure, and good luck with that. And we'll be praying for an optimal outcome in everything you're doing.
Amen, and I appreciate it, sir. We'll talk to everybody next week. And while I'm gone, don't anybody give John too hard of a time today. It's Monday. So.
Okay. Well, I'm not worried about that. Thank you, Jimmy. We'll talk soon. Appreciate it. Okay. We've got a bottom of the hour break coming up here momentarily. We'll have open lines at 800-313-9443 and take your questions, calls, and comments. This is Firearms Monday. We try to focus on anything and everything related to firearms, the gun culture, firearms laws, ammunition, optics, anything related to firearms training, of course. We'll get your questions, calls, and comments when we come back from the break here momentarily. There's the break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th day of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Don't forget, listed at my website, we have field training exercise, USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. Clock is ticking. You got your choice of 5 different scenarios to prepare for. You pick 1 or 2 or all 5 you like. That's your choice. And give yourself a timeline. 11 months and 3 weeks, basically, to get to December 31st, 2018. You check out the details right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Yesterday, I picked up a fresh batch of energy cleaners from my friend Tom Berryhill at the Cuba Truck Plaza there, where we had a meal together and discussed the topics of the day. Energy cleaner is a marvelous healing device. That's what it is, a marvelous healing device. If you have joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, well, we're starting out a new year. You're going to continue putting up with joint pain and arthritis pain and back pain. We got a new year ahead of us. Why put up with it? Not getting a great night's sleep, taking pharmaceutical products to sleep, that's not healthy. Get yourself an energy cleaner. I use mine every night. I get a great night's sleep every night, and you can also. Only $285 shipping included. We're now offering a 90-day money-back guarantee. So when you buy your energy cleaner, you're risking nothing. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. I'm expecting quite a few of those in shipment next 2 days. I got a couple of pending offers, orders waiting to go out. Mattress pads are comfortable. Well, it's just a nice way to compliment the energy cleaner. All the details are at my website. You can make your purchase using PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. PayPal now takes payment, by the way, if you need to spread out that dollar amount over several months. MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Diners Club. You send me a check? Well, my address is right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We are taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. The call in number is 800-313-9443. Our first caller here is Davey in Texas. Good morning, Davey.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, I called up to talk about the unclean hands, bad faith, and who prints the currency in this cult compound. Did you happen to watch that ABC show the other night about Waco, Truth and Lies?
I've seen a number of documentaries on Waco. I don't think I saw that particular one. Go ahead.
Well, this was their recent manifestation of bad faith, and they still failed to tell the truth, which is what people do who work for the synagogue of Satan, whether they come right out and wear a T-shirt or a jersey that says they're working for the synagogue of Satan. The issue is who controls the money in this cult compound.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, the last caller or your last guest there was talking about the law. Well, what synagogue of Satan, psychopathic terrorist cult hates Jesus's daddy's law? Because you remember Jesus said, ye make my father's law of no effect. How is it in America that people will avoid the truth about the law first? For Americans, it says we're supposed to, in order for a more perfect union to establish justice, that we're supposed to be about justice. And in order to attain justice and seek justice, we have to know the truth first, you know, about whose filthy, unclean hands are responsible for Vicki Weaver being murdered. And,
we do. We do, Davey, and I do thank you for your call, and I'll answer your question here. First of all, this goes back to Americans being distracted and not paying attention. We frequently hear the term bread and circuses, how the Roman government distracted the citizens of Rome with bread, which would be free food, and circuses, which would be free entertainment. And that's going on, and has been going on in this country for many decades, going back to the Roosevelt administration. Television, of course, and handouts from the government keeps people distracted from the important things. So it's an unfortunate situation, but that's what we have, and life goes on. Our job here at Republic Broadcasting is to inform people and let people know what the real issues are and how they can address them successfully. This is Firearms Monday. If you got a question or comment, especially focused on firearms, rifles, shotguns, pistols, firearms laws, optics, ammunition, training, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Yes. New year ahead of us. I just signed up to join a rifle club down here in South Central Missouri. And I hope to be getting some training there myself in precision marksmanship. I don't claim to know everything there is to know about precision marksmanship. I'm pretty good at hitting dimes at 100 yards, but once we get past 600, that's where I could stand more training and more coaching myself. That's an area that I'm looking to get some improvement on. Doing some upgrades to firearms myself, my personal firearms, to make them better suited for precision marksmanship. And it's a lifelong endeavor, quite frankly. You need to check out how to do this in your area. Or you may want to consider traveling some distance. Tomorrow we'll have Leon Green with us, and Leon and I are continuing to offer high-quality training as a premium if you buy doTERRA essential oil kits. And we'll be talking in more detail about that tomorrow. We don't need to get any more into that today. But that training, of course, takes place at FrontSight, one of the better training academies in the United States. I met one of the writers that writes for Firearms News, which had been the Shotgun News for decades. In fact, I had my first subscription to Shotgun News, I think, while Dwight Eisenhower was still president, as a matter of fact. I was mentioning to him how I thought he should be doing more articles on optics, and within a few months, he started doing more articles on optics. You know, optics is an area that most men and women involved in the gun culture really don't have a comprehensive understanding of. They have some marginal, minimal comprehension of optics, but when it comes to the details and nuances of optics and all the advancements being made involving technology and electronics, that's where most people don't have a whole lot of knowledge. And quite frankly, if you don't keep up with it month by month, and you don't look at what's going on with optics for about 6 months, there's going to be something major has taken place that you'll have no awareness of. That's how quickly the area of optics is changing. Now, in the area of firearms, things generally change a lot more slowly. Because for about a century or so, we've had high-quality firearms with high-quality metallurgy, excellent accuracy, reliability, and so forth. And there's improvements here and there, but we don't have the dramatic, rapid changes that we have in optics. And when I got back into doing a lot of surveillance work in the mid-80s, I was riding that wave of video going through dramatic improvements month by month. And it was an exciting time to be using high-quality video equipment, because it seemed like every 2 or 3 months there was something more powerful, smaller, and less expensive. And that was, it was an exciting time to be involved with professional video equipment. And at the time, I was wondering, why doesn't somebody incorporate this technology into rifle optics? It took a long time for that to happen, but now it is finally happening. And we're seeing the incorporation of high-quality video optics into rifle scopes. And it's a game changer. It is definitely a game changer because of the quality, the sophistication, and the low price of video optics coming into and merging with rifle optics. It's an exciting time to be involved in that kind of thing. The best place I've found to both educate myself in optics and make purchases is OpticsPlanet.com. That's OpticsPlanet.com. I'm not affiliated with them. I probably should be. I know I mentioned one scope about a year and a half ago, and they were sold out nationwide within a week or 10 days of my making that mention of that particular rifle scope. So I know the power of radio is definitely there. So I need to remind myself about twice a year. 6 months goes by really quickly to get back on Optics Planet and do some research and see what's new and what's the out there that I was not aware of only a few months ago, or what's changed in terms of pricing. What improvements have been made to existing optics? Are they smaller, more powerful, less expensive, and so forth? These optics are just phenomenal. What they can do, how inexpensive they've become, how sophisticated they've come. It is truly, truly phenomenal. And, of course, that leads right into night vision. Now, what we're finding, at least what I'm finding, is these video optics and night vision, there's a blurred line between the two, where the video optics can actually take the place to a large extent of night vision. What video optics can't take the place of course, is thermal imaging. thermal imaging is an entirely different type of optics. The main downside to thermal imaging, in my opinion, is you can't get facial recognition. That's not going to happen. Can't happen. It simply can't happen. What you do get is the ability to see through smoke and dust, fog, that you don't have with night vision or video optics, either one. Because the fog or the dust, clouds, that kind of thing, don't matter with thermal imaging. You just see right through them as if they're not even there. That's quite a capability, to say the least. So all these things need to be looked at, in my opinion. You need to keep in mind that just about half of every day is darkness. And here in the wintertime in the northern hemisphere, we've got more hours of darkness. In the summertime, obviously less. But there's a big chunk of every 24 hours that's darkness. And if criminals want to cause you harm, they probably will not have night vision. It's highly unlikely that criminals would have night vision. It is a tremendous tactical advantage to have night vision when criminals want to cause you harm at night. It really is. I didn't have access to night vision in Vietnam. I wish I would have, but that wasn't part of the program for my outfit. Night vision we had back then, by today's standard, is heavy, bulky, low-power equipment. But at the time, 50 years ago, it was almost like magic, what they call starlight scopes. And it did work. The starlight scopes, the Vietnam-era starlight scopes, did work. In fact, the Israeli military ended up with an awful lot of that stuff. And they've been refurbishing them and putting them back on the market. I personally wouldn't want to buy one. For what they cost, you can get on the market, on the open market, civilian market, far better equipment for the same amount of money. You can get excellent, excellent new equipment that is lighter and more powerful than the starlight scopes from 50 years ago. So they do work. They're tough. They're rugged. They're GI proof and all that. But I personally wouldn't seek one out to buy one myself. When I first mounted my night vision on a rifle and I was testing it, I knew I'd be able to see in the dark. But until you actually do it, you're just guessing at what it's going to be like. And I did my testing in a building 70 feet long with no windows. And when you turn the lights off in that building, it's like being in a cave. I mean, it is absolute darkness. You cannot see your hand in front of your face. So I had a bench rest set up to do my testing, and my target down there, 70 feet away. I turned on that night vision, and I'm looking at this target. I got perfect clarity, perfect image to look at. I had to sight in the rifle, of course, so I fired my three test shots, made an adjustment, fired three more test shots, made another adjustment, and then I was, I think at that point I was zeroed in. I may have had to make one more adjustment. I don't recall specifically. It's been several years ago. And at that point, I'm nailing every round dead center in complete darkness. I mean absolute complete darkness. That is so phenomenal, in my opinion. I've mentioned Professor McCanny several times over well more than a year. Now, Professor McCanny, of course, my friend, he's a credentialed astrophysicist. I say, Jim, if you haven't looked at the night sky with night vision, you haven't looked at it. And this is for all of you out there. You can get entry-level night vision for $200-$300. It will work. It's not the best, but it will work. Even that entry-level stuff will magnify the light 40, 35, 40,000 times. Typically, when you look at the night sky on a clear, cloudless night away from the city, You'll see clusters of stars, such as the Milky Way, various constellations, and you'll see big open black spots in the night sky. With night vision, there's no big open black spots. It's just one continuous horizon to horizon cover of stars. It is truly amazing. Plus, a bonus, you'll get to see a meteor about every 10 to 15 seconds, what's called a shooting star. You'll see a meteor about every 10 to 15 seconds, flash here, flash there, as these meteors come through our atmosphere. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th day of January. First live Monday show of the year. Happy New Year. when you're an instructor like myself, I've been an NRA-certified instructor since about 1989, somewhere in there. Quite a while. I first became an instructor. The concept of teaching people to get a concealed carry permit was not even on the radar. I did it because I thought it was the right thing to do. I wanted to be able to teach people to properly and safely use rifle, shotguns, and pistols. And we did it myself and the men I worked with, some of the women. We did training back then at no charge. There was no concealed carry permit. You could not legally carry concealed in the state of Missouri unless you were a police officer. And even then, even police officers couldn't carry concealed outside their jurisdiction. So a St. Louis City police officer could not carry concealed in Kansas City. They'd be breaking the law. And that was true up until pretty recently. It's only been about 5 years or so, 5 or 6 years, that they changed the law to allow a police officer to carry concealed firearms outside their jurisdiction. Not that one police officer is going to arrest another for carrying concealed outside their jurisdiction unless they're doing something crazy like committing a crime or being intoxicated and waving a pistol around. They're not going to be arrested as a matter of professional courtesy. Yes, so over the years, once we had concealed carry in Missouri, which has been about 15, 16 years ago, I immediately started conducting classes. Now, since the law changed a year ago this week, Missouri residents no longer need a concealed carry permit to carry concealed. And people stopped calling, people stopped signing up for my classes, so I discontinued offering the classes. There's a considerable amount of overhead for a small business like that, the advertising expense, the renting the space for the class to be conducted, the liability insurance. It adds up, and if people aren't signing up, it becomes a loser really, really quick. I've considered doing these classes in Illinois. That's still a possibility. I can't say it isn't. It's we've got a new year ahead of us, and I'm looking at all my options. And Illinois requires, I don't have those numbers in front of me, it's something like 14 or 16 hours of training to get a concealed carry permit in Illinois. It's considerably more burdensome than most states. In Missouri's training, required training is 8 hours. In Illinois, I believe it's double, which generally takes place over a two-day period of time. So we'll see. I do have a place over there where I can conduct the training, and it is a possibility. I haven't looked at it for about a year or more. Been distracted with other things like going to Prague, get the Prague Peace Project. That's top of the hour break. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to